This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use MMA199 for $1.99 domain or transfer.
Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 202. My name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffin, MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes, sirree.
What's happening?
What are you doing?
I'm going to adjust. I got to get comfortable.
All right.
I feel like this is going to be a long, hot ride. Hopefully comfortable.
Is that what you tell all the ladies?
Yes.
Just buckle in. Would be a long, hot ride.
Yeah.
Hopefully comfortable.
And hopefully over in 2 minutes.
Yes. What's happening?
Yes.
I don't know, man. Nothing.
Nothing? Just nothing?
Not should, much.
Should we start with a contest winner?
Yes.
So we ran a contest for Johnny Hendricks' beard t-shirt from Reebok, mm-hmm. where we picked the best finished to the sentence. John Jones is... And the winner is Wes Gilliam. He says, John Jones is probably going to tweet an answer to this question, too, and then delete it.
Perfect. And that couple, is the best one.
A couple runners up, Taylor Terry. John Jones is an optometrist's best friend. Michael Wagner, John Jones is a Cartman impersonator who demands you respect his authority.
Respect.
Yes. And then an overall summary of things people said. I'm just going to read them out. I'm not going to say who said what. John Jones is a cunt, an eye-poking asshole, black, a dirty fighter, on a level that can't be matched by others, just hitting his prime, a beast, not quite human, the greatest of all time, and Ingo's favorite fighter.
Yes! I love to hate him.
So, the interesting thing is, about 90% of everything was negative.
Yep.
Curious, huh?
Doesn't surprise me. Curious. He needs to go full heel.
Does.
I can respect a man if he does that.
Yes.
Let's go full heel.
Well, do you respect him a little bit more of late?
Yeah, I mean, really, what turned it around, when he choked out Lyoto Machida, I was like, mm-hmm. whoa, that guy's for real. But I do root against him, unfortunately. I just don't like his attitude. I think it's not genuine. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but he seems not genuine.
It's
just,
true.
Just my...
It's normal?
It's normal, maybe. I don't know. So...
I don't know. And he did sign, finally, to fight Gustafsson with all this talk about Cormier, and I thought it was interesting, and as I took a step back and I thought about it some more, I think he's just fucking trolling everybody.
Think
like,
so?
He's like,
maybe he's
you.
Even trolling the UFC trying to get more money.
Might be.
He's like, I'm holding out. I'm the champ.
Is it smart?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, he's generating more interest. He's selling more tickets for sure.
Wolf tickets?
Yeah, I could go for a couple of tickets.
Yeah.
Here's another question for you.
Yes.
When MMA fighters win the championship, why don't they ever go to fucking Disneyland?
I don't know, because that only happens in professional team sports.
Right, not individual?
No, because that you'd be pretty lonely going by.
Why? They don't have a family? That'd be cool. I'm going to Disneyland! They just show him riding all the rides by himself. Come on, Frozone, enjoy the ride.
I don't think Disney wants anything to do with fighting.
Probably not. But they should.
Why?
Don't they have any fighting movies? Didn't they do the... What was the movie?
The Mighty Ducks?
Oh, that was the worst fucking thing
what?
Ever.
What?
And then they got a team name after
Come
them.
Come on, man. That
no.
was
no.
awesome.
They got a fucking professional hockey
movies.
Team
you
named
like
the Anaheim Mighty Ducks.
That's
no.
Awesome.
That is blasphemy to hockey. It gives a black it. Eye to the sport.
Come on. Please.
You ruined the word Donnybrook.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I know. It's no slap shot.
Thank
but
you.
It was good.
Thank you.
It was like the Bad News Bears for hockey.
I don't know. I can't subscribe to it.
Ducks. What's his name? Emilio Estevez? Fucking, right?
Yeah.
He's the coach.
He's the coach. I'm not going to lie. I saw it, but maybe if they didn't go as far as the name of team after
Ducks.
The movie.
Come on. That was good.
Fucked up.
Good stuff.
Maybe.
Maybe got a little dusty at the end of that movie.
Bring a little tear,
rub a little dust out of my eye.
Oh,
it's dusty
God.
In here. It's all good.
So, go ahead. Throw me. You got some news.
I got the news. Did you know Brock Lesnar's ex-home is for sale at the moment? $799,000 will get you a beautiful home on
Cha-ching.
Lots of acres. It says 22, but someone said 40. I don't know who's right or wrong.
Either way, if you're in the double digit in acreage, a acre is fucking huge.
It's huge. Yes. He's got a lot of property. It's a beautiful house from the looks of it, built well. I mean, it has hardwood flooring, all this shit, like 3,500 square feet. And it's, you know, it's his ex. I don't know. I wonder, thinking though, like if you're in the bedroom and you're like, you know, you got your bed in there and you're thinking like, man, it's like, you know, there's like, you know, if you feel like rooms have energy from past inhabitants, I'm wondering, like, is that intimidating? Like, you know, you're trying to.
Like the Brock Lesnar like, wrecked shit in here.
Yeah.
I think the bathroom would probably be more intimidating. Like, Jesus.
First thing.
The shits that Brock Lesnar probably laid with all that. Well, yeah, and all the intestinal problems he had.
I'd probably change the toilets.
You might want to change the toilets to the seat. You might want to just redo the entire fucking bathroom.
Yes. And rip out all the plumbing.
Yes. All new plumbing.
Yeah.
Fucking
shit. No, it's beautiful. He's got his garage.
Yeah,
you know,
that was where the facility was, right?
I think it'd be a great place for somebody who's like a car collector or like an outdoor enthusiast who likes boating, because you got space to put all your shit, man. Boating, snowmobiling, and, you know, it's great.
It feels like it should be, it has a circus atmosphere. Maybe a bunch of circus performers.
Okay.
The clowns. Here they're popular.
Clowns?
Yeah.
Okay. That gonna be the theme for the night? That's twice it's come up.
What?
Clowns.
Did I?
You were talking about ICP earlier.
Oh, before. See? That's the best band there's ever been, ever will be, right? Yes. I don't know.
What else you got for news?
So I'm gonna throw a name at you and let you respond. Vitor Belfort.
Oh my God.
Go.
Can I say superhuman testosterone level? First of all, okay. I'm not against or for it necessarily, because it was definitely exciting to watch. But Vitor, Jesus didn't give you your victories. The power of drugs did, okay? He's got like, I talked to Craig Perlman this week about this, the doctor who's been on our show a few times, an endocrinologist, and he was like, those are ungodly high levels.
1472 was the level he came in at, where the normal range, according to this lab, was 348 to 1197.
Yeah, and that's high. I think Craig was saying that, you know, most adults are in the 300 to 700 range. That's more most average common. 1100 will be considered like extremely high.
So he measures 1472. Is I don't see a problem, do you?
Well, I don't know, because it's like you know,
Jesus Christ.
It's a lot of that's a lot of TRT, man. And if you just,
I think he did so much TRT, the T just formed in his fucking head. Yep. That was not a cross.
Did you see him on the UFC video game? I saw some photo shots.
Was he all?
He's like, gacked. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, he's so huge, and I
love the guy.
I guess, and he came. He had. Didn't he have a statement too in regards to all this? Supposedly, it was like a mistake, but he just took a shot the day before.
Probably.
Which Craig also said is total bullshit, because there's no way the shot would raise your testosterone level that high.
I mean, it was a horse syringe. It looked like the size of a horse cock. But
he's like, maybe if he took a month's worth of it, you know.
I mean, that's crazy. There.
Yeah. That's got to be unhealthy for him. I don't know. That seems like an awfully high TRT level, testosterone level.
But give him at least the kudos. He is the first guy that I've ever seen to publish test results, and not just one test result, multiple.
Yeah.
The preemptive strike. Boom, put it out there. Should have done it, I think, sooner.
Yeah.
Rather than later, but it's curious. Right. It's curious, because is he going to be able to get licensed now?
I don't know
how this affects that situation.
Well, he's never officially tested positive, you know, in competition or whatever you want
well,
to call
it. He did get popped at one time, but not since he had this therapeutic use exemption. This was just a weird test administered by the NSAC. And then they go ahead and get rid of the TRT. And I think Rogan was attributing it to that test.
Oh, because
he came in at 1472. Like, huh, is this what's going on? Everybody's on this shit and they're in the 1500 range?
That's crazy.
No! Everybody else out.
Yeah.
So, no fucking persecute one guy, fuck it up for everybody.
It's just crazy because it's like, really, 1,400, almost 15, come on.
I have no problem with this.
Really? I mean, that's just like, couldn't well, you just, you know.
I got to take a step back. I say, I do have a problem with this because I want guys, if they're going to do it, you got to be safe. And there is
that's not safe.
There is an unsafe level. Mr. Belfort hit it.
You can't do that. That will fuck you up if you keep that up long
term. Yeah, he is. There's a red line and then there's a deadline, and it's Mr. Belfort is at the deadline.
Yeah. So,
but man, there's some good fucking fights. And that, what's the question? Do you think he's gonna fight Sonnen now? Is he gonna get a license?
I don't think he will get licensed. I really don't. I would be either. Really surprised if the NSAC. I think they would be setting a very dangerous precedent by allowing him to get licensed in Nevada. I think they can't. I mean, for all the hoo-ha they've made about this and that, and the, you know, that now they're trying to be like, they were the ones who started the TRT ban, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And then so, everyone followed suit.
Yeah, so it's like, if they allow him to fight, I mean, they just, I think realistically what's going to happen, to be honest with you, I think he will end up not fighting for the UFC again.
Bellator, where you at?
I think he goes to an alternate organization. And if you think about it, Bellator is perfect because you got Rampage, you got Tito over there. I like it. I like
Tanya. Speaking of Bellator, we'll lead right into it. That
yes.
Promo for Bellator 121, the Eric Prindle versus James Thompson. I swear to God, that was the best fight promo I've ever seen. You had what, Godzilla, you had Bacon, you had Dynamite, you had Hot Chicks, and you had nut shots. Not just one nut shot, you had multiple.
Yes.
Showing them taking one, delivering one.
Yep.
Axe kick nut shots. So I think this is the perfect opportunity because you know what? It's getting me excited to watch Bellator, and that didn't happen before.
No.
And now I'm getting fired up because this is, you have to take the freak show fights and make them fun, and that made it fun. Granted, it wasn't the best of fights, but we're going down a good path here, and I want to see more. And then bring the Belfort in. Bring the crazy in. Fuck it. Give me a James Thompson versus Kimbo Slice 2. I don't even give a fuck
with
at this
the ear.
Point.
But Thompson looks a little bit more healthy now than he did back
then. Yeah, a little bit.
Is he on the good stuff?
It looked like it.
He's lean and big.
And he went on some post-interview rant about some guy having one testicle. And he went off. I don't even know what's
crazy.
Going on. How is this making it to TV? Jimmy Smith doesn't even know what the fuck to say. He just left it at that. He's like, I couldn't understand what he said. All I heard was like, Bjorn Remney and testicle. And that was it. I'm out. It was fucking classic.
Well, he's hard
man.
To understand. He's got, yeah. that, he's got that thick accent.
That guy's great. I like him.
It's pretty fun. But yeah, you're right. It was like it looked like a couple of college kids put a promo together for
fuck
YouTube.
Yeah,
and then
fun.
They just put this shit on TV. And it was funny. I didn't see it beforehand, but I saw it when you sent it to me. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. I hope they do more.
We got to do more.
Yeah.
Please do more. More freak shows, more of that. I'm in.
Well, they got to do something because apparently I was just reading too that there's going to be a Bellator and UFC on the same night. In the
10 miles away from each other.
So they have to try to be different. And we had been saying that for a while, right? That they need to be crazy and do tournaments, like same night tournaments.
They should probably even put like two lazy boys cage side and let people sit there and drink and be stupid. I'm just saying,
that
Bellator.
Would be so ridiculous.
Just saying.
How weird would it be if that was. I would feel really
best
weird.
Seats in the house. Come on,
lazy boys
used to do that at hockey games.
Beers, and then like mic'd up or something. And
I want bacon though.
It's on TV. Somebody just we have a plate of bacon right here, and it just keeps filling up on its own. We keep eating
stack
it.
M80s. The guys are lighting M80s. Fucking throwing them in the cage.
More bacon.
You know?
It's got to be crispy. Don't give me that
sloppy
shit.
No, it's got to be tight,
burnt.
Thick, solid, thick, solid, tight.
Thank you.
Thick, tight, solid. However it goes.
Either way.
Moving right along. So Steph Daniels did an interview with Joe Rogan the other day. And it was a pretty awesome interview, by the way. Good job. Rogan made a statement that weight cutting is cheating to an extent.
Sure.
What do you think?
I
mean, he made some valid points because what the fuck? I mean, you have the extreme, you know, Anthony Rumble Johnson back in the day, 230 going down to 170. So if you had a legitimate guy who weighs 50 pounds more than the other person, why do you even have a weight class at that point?
I don't know, but it's really weird because it seems like a contest now. Everyone keeps posting their post weigh-in scales. I think it was it John Dotson I saw, like, posted 155 pounds. Like,
really?
Yeah,
wow.
Something crazy
fucking
like that.
Shit.
I think it was him. But I mean, these dudes, okay, like I remember, was it, it was like Tim Kennedy, and that guy is fighting at what, 170, 185?
85.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, he came into the gym there, and I remember like standing next to some of these fighters, and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, I weigh 192 pounds, and these people are huge compared to me, and they're fighting 20 pounds below what I weigh. Mm-hmm. Like, no way is this guy, this is insane. I think they should do a Friday night weigh-in for the fans, and it should be like for show and ceremony, and, you know, guys have to make a certain weight, I guess. And then there should be another weigh-in the following morning, mm-hmm. and it should be within a certain, maybe even give them a 5-pound allowance instead of one. Or it could be even like 7 pounds, but they got to stay within, like, they can't go 20 pounds more. I think it's insane, and it's not safe. And, you know, someone's going to die eventually.
Someone did. Really? Yeah, I forgot where it was. It might have been in Brazil, but it wasn't UFC.
In the weight cut he died? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really? Wow.
But I'll go a step further and say, you know what? We do the weigh-ins, how we're doing them. Everyone makes weight. And then right before you step into the cage, you're going to step on a scale. And then how many pounds over, you're going to get fined a certain percentage. So we're not going to tell you you can't weigh 230 pounds and weigh fight at 170. But we're going to take 50% of your purse.
Okay, that's fair.
But some sort of a fine structure. And then I hope it would self-regulate at that point.
Well, sure, because guys don't
like, fuck, man, I don't. I'll fight closer to my weight class, and if yeah. And then maybe you give them that 5-pound leeway. So if you're fighting 170, you could be 175 come there. But if you're 180, we're gonna take like 10% or some kind of scale.
Yeah, well, that's cool because you know I only guys I actually recall, and maybe there's more, but I like BJ Penn used to always fight at his weight, really 155 or he's
I think
a natural,
Edgar
Frankie Edgar. I mean, maybe even Diaz, I would say. Nick Diaz seems like he's around that weight usually, that where he fights. And, yeah, I think there's advantage. And one thing that comes to mind is, like, Thiago Alves. You remember, like, he was
yep.
he used to gas horribly, and he looked pretty good.
Yeah. They said he was within, I think, 5 pounds. I think he weighed 175.
Yeah.
And only had to cut five, if that.
And I think there's something to be said, like, for performance when you're 100%, where most of these guys, they've got to be coming in at 60, 70, 80%. Mm-hmm. And it's only okay because the other guy's doing it too. So, yeah. you're you know, why would you do it? Why not just come in at 100? I don't know. Your 100 should be better than someone's 70.
We would get a much better product.
I think so. Sure. Fights would be more exciting. People would have gas tanks. I mean, that's why the heavyweights are great, because no one has to do cutting right. weight. They're
unless
just like, fuck it.
Unless you're like the Bigfoot and you got to cut down to the 265.
That's true.
Or just fucking make it open weights again. I'd be open for some of that. Pride rules single.
Or like an over-under, cutoffs at 185.
Sure.
You know, 125 to 185 can fight, or 185 and up can fight, you know.
Or you could have two 125ers fight a heavyweight.
That would be cool. At the same time?
Yes.
Nice.
You guys got a fighting chance.
Okay.
I might not be able to catch you. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Those guys are pretty fast. It'd be hard to catch them.
It's true. Moving right along. I don't know if I put a fight night recap.
You didn't? Should we do sponsors real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Brought to you by DefenseSoap.com, where you can save 15% using code MMANuts. Go to DefenseSoap.com and buy some shit. They got soap. It's summertime. I know people are dirty. Let me tell you, if you're out there in the sun, you know, it dries up your skin. You don't want to be putting like regular soap on that shit. You'll be dry up and peel and all that nastiness. Get some Defense Soap. It's all natural. Keeps you nice and oily.
Vajazzle!
Yes, that too. If you need to remove your vajazzle, you know?
That's right.
You can use Defense Soap to remove it. Or if you got like the HIV.
Whatever. It kills everything.
Rub it on there. It's all good.
Lyme disease.
It's like Windex. Just cleans it right up. So... anyways,
fight night.
Let's 42. Talk about fight night 42.
Recap. So I should probably hit some scores. I didn't do so well. I was 6-5. Ingo won this round. He was 7-4.
Yes.
Magic 8-Ball at 3-8. So overall, I'm 78-30. Ingo is 68-40. The Magic 8-Ball is 60-48. Following nice. Up in last place. So as I'm watching another fight night, Ingo getting a little sleepy again. I don't know why that happened, but I kind of feel that Fox is bastardizing the UFC product.
Might be.
because they have this voiceover that is just some pie that probably doesn't even know anything about the sport trying to lead me into this UFC event. And you have the stupid music and the stupid robots. And yeah. Like,
and then Chael Sonnen.
Yeah. It's just, it's not the same thing as the pay-per-views.
Nope.
I'd rather pay the money in the pay-per-view to not have to get all this other bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, I think the Fox is a blessing and a curse, you know?
Well, it seems like they suck the passion out of it. In
yes.
a sense.
They've just kind of normalized it. And
yeah.
Like, let's make it so broad for everybody. Like, man, that's not what it's about.
Where's the edge?
Exactly.
Something edgy.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's both good and bad. I don't know what to do with that because, you know, some of these products aren't exactly A-plus products.
No.
Like the fight nights that are happening and the, you know, UFC on, what is it, FX? Whatever.
Fox Sports Fox. 1 and...
Yeah, Fox Sports 1.
Fox and...
But...
What?
What are you going to do? It's broadcast TV.
Right. I pay for it and watch it anyway, so...
Yes. Well...
Just yeah. give me better product. That's what I'm asking
for. I
hear you. So also, here's a question for you during the broadcast. What was there more of from Kenny Florian? He had some a lot of catchphrases.
Big hair?
Well, that's one. High hair, high altitude, or high crotch. Those are, he loves the high crotch.
Yeah.
He's going high crotch. And I must have heard high altitude, I think, 100 times
yes.
during this. Because they kept blaming gas tanks on high altitude.
Well, I think he has a tendency to
is
get fixated on certain things. Like we do here on the show sometimes.
Like big black hogs
yes.
in my mouth?
Yes. You know, or clowns.
Yes.
You know, sometimes when you start with something early, it kind of keeps coming up.
Keeps festering?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, close.
But it would be like, you know, I don't know. He does seem to have like this tick.
That's what it is. It's a nervous, not a nervous tick, but.
I keep repeating myself.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're calling Kenny Florian Rain Man. I love it.
You might. You might be. I'd like
yeah.
to meet that guy. He seems pretty
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
But I don't
Kmart.
Know.
What? It's all good.
Yeah. Kmart sucks.
Yeah.
They let me drive slow in the driveway. I'm a
Thank
good
you.
Driver.
You are a good driver. Very good
yeah.
driver. Remember I log?
Yeah.
So you see that John Tuck wins via heel strikes. Did you see this one? He had the guy's
no.
back. And he's heel striking him in the liver, and the guy tapped out from a heel strike to the liver. And the first time I've ever seen this shit.
Heel strike? So he had his back, and he was striking?
Yes.
I thought that was illegal. Can you do that?
No, he did it.
Okay.
Maybe a heel strike to a...
The back, the kidneys?
Yes. Maybe to the liver, okay. To the kidneys, not so much.
I don't know, but that's pretty interesting.
It was.
Couldn't you, just block, couldn't you just block that?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But it seemed
never
to
happened to me, so I don't know. But I'm thinking you could block it with your elbow. I don't know. Maybe not. Stay tight. Stick solid tight.
Yes, that's what it's all about. Tight is good.
Yeah.
Yes. And then what do you think about this Brian Caraway incident with the fish hook?
It's nonsense.
Did he do it on purpose? I think he did it on purpose.
I don't think so. I don't even like the guy, but I don't think so.
Well, he's already probably the most disliked UFC player.
Because of Misha Tate?
Yeah.
I think what it is most guys are like, fuck that guy. He's fucking her.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty
much. And I'm like, whatever. I don't care. Good for him. But I don't know. He come off a bit okay on the show with Rousey. It was Rousey's crew that was being douchey, I think, the whole time. So he handled it well. I thought, I don't know. He said it was a mistake. He didn't even know he did it. So,
is there any instant review? Like an instant replay, can we go back? Shouldn't he get these queued for this?
Nope.
Why not? Seems like an illegal move. Maybe help him get the rear naked choke. I don't know what round it was in.
It was round one, according to him. I didn't see it.
It was hard to see. I didn't see it on the broadcast.
No. I didn't notice it till
then. And then I see it later. I see two fingers
in
his mouth.
A fish hook.
Wretching him back.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't fucking Gangs of New York, all right? Can't do this shit.
That was a brutal movie. Scorsese
yes,
at his best.
Really good movie.
Yes.
Bill the Butcher.
Yep.
All right. I guess we'll talk about this one. Sanchez versus Pearson.
Oh, no.
Who do you think won that fight?
Jesus.
Yes. He always wins. Yes.
Not Sanchez.
Yes!
I was shocked when the decision came through that one judge had it 30-27 for Sanchez.
Oh my God.
Because I certainly had it the opposite, 30-27 for Pearson. And I'm not sure what kind of judging system they were using, but that seemed like a hometown
crowd. They were only judging the last 15 seconds of every round because Diego was like the McFlurry at the end of each round. Brrah, brrah, brrah. Oh, definitely won that one. Yeah. Definitely won that one.
Well, is it? Are the judges affected by the crowd? Like, if the crowd goes bananas over some action that one fighter seems to start, are they affected in that sense? Do you think they're human?
They shouldn't.
Should
be.
They be wearing earplugs and listening to?
Maybe they should Justin be in another Bieber. Room, just looking at a monitor.
Justin Bieber.
Maybe I think they should just be above the cage.
Okay.
In like perches,
glass
looking
perches.
Down. Yes. Soundproof.
Okay.
Looking down, you have a bird's eye view. You'd see, or maybe under the mat. Maybe make it glass.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that, but probably above makes more sense.
Okay.
So looking around the internet. No MMA website gave the fight to Diego Sanchez.
No. I think Sherdog and had it 30-27, yes. And so did a bunch of the others.
Yeah, and then MMA Junkie ran a poll, and 94% of the people thought Pearson won. And that's pretty clear cut.
6% thought, come on.
I think 3% said it was clear. Sanchez win. 3% could argue it, so 6% in his camp, as far as, and it's probably people that like him,
of course.
But Fight Metric broke it down. Here you go. Strike counts by round. Sanchez, round 1, 8 strikes landed. Pearson, 13. Round 2, Sanchez, 13 strikes landed. Pearson, 18 landed, plus 1 takedown and 1 knockdown. Round 3, Sanchez, 12 landed. Pearson, 21 landed. So across the board, it's Pearson, wow. Pearson, Pearson. So let's talk.
When you put it like that, it seemed like a lot more busy of a fight. It's really weird.
Yeah,
that's barely any.
Well, that's just landed. That's not thrown.
Okay.
I didn't write the thrown down. And sometimes the judges seem to get tricked by the number of strikes thrown. If you look at the Leonard Garcia effect,
yes,
where you throw punches in bunches and you get the wins. And this isn't the first time that Diego has gotten a win.
Here we go. You're going to bring up Martin Kampman.
Goddamn right. Going for takedowns and not getting up does not win you a fight unless you're Diego Sanchez. There's a Gomi fight in there that people are also talking about.
Yep.
So let's throw out some judges' names real quick so we can see who's doing what. So Jeff Collins scored at 30-27 Sanchez. Chris Tellez scored at 29-28 Sanchez. And the only one who scored it right was Marcos Rosales. So instead of everybody sitting around and bitching about it, I think we need to take action this time around.
Okay.
So there's the New Mexico Athletic Commission. Did you know their telephone number, Ingo?
No, what is
it's
Matt?
It's 505-476-4622. Should I repeat that?
Yes, please.
505-476-4622. So you can
call them right now?
They're closed, but we could call them.
Wait. What is the phone number again?
Hold on. Let's call and test it out.
505-476-4622.
And while we're waiting, you can also email them at rld/athleticcommission@state.nm.us, and I'll post.
I think
all
my
that
phone's down. Not going to work down here.
You're in the cave here. It's probably not going to work, but I think we need to just bombard them. Emails, phone calls. You got to do something about it. Not going to make a call in the fucking cave here.
Son of a bitch.
So we're going to make it. We're going to make
gonna
that
make it
change.
Happen. So
I feel like Michael Jackson.
476-4622.
Yep.
For once in your life.
Yes.
It's going to make a difference.
Want to make a change.
Ooh, I got 3 bars. It's ringing.
Licensing Department, Bulletin Commission Division. We are currently closed. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Mountain Standard Time. Please call back during operation hours or visit our website at www.rld.state.nm.us. Thank you.
We're coming.
That's like the longest, worst freaking URL of a website. Like,
it is.
They don't want you to go there.
RLD dash.
Damn it.
Athletic
we need to start taping the show during the day so we can make phone calls to people. We like the jerky boys.
We're coming. We're coming. You got to suspend some people.
I'd just like to let you know a shitstorm is about to happen.
You
this
feel
is
it.
Your warning.
The tsunamis are coming. I make tsunamis.
Seriously, call them. Fucking.
Seriously.
Do it. Monday morning, just blow up their shit.
Look, our site. I want to see their site crash. That would be so epic.
We should post a number on our Facebook.
I will. I'll post the show. I'll post the fucking telephone number. Kate, or I'll just make a separate post. It'll all work out.
Ouch.
All right, moving right along. Henderson versus Khabalov. What happened?
Well, I think Henderson has once again shown that he has cardio that is just ungodly.
Ah.
He basically took Khabalov and just dragged him into deep water, and you can see him fading round after round. It just got worse.
Help!
And he just couldn't do anything. I mean, that rear naked choke was beautiful after that little jab, but...
The uppercut, then hit him with a left, and then the choke was right there.
The choke, yep. But, I mean, Khabalov had some success, get a little takedowns. It seemed like Henderson was just kind of, like, waiting out the storm, trying to stay out of harm's way. Maybe he knew that Khabalov would gas? I don't know. You know? I'm not sure. I don't know what your thought was on that, but, you know, Ben's not the most exciting fighter, but he got it done. And, you know, apparently this was a mistake fight. Like, he thought he was fighting somebody else.
He thought he
else.
Was going to fight Nurmagomedov. Yeah.
Which he should fight.
And he wants him next, I think.
That would be a good fight.
He probably said, it ends in a V. I'll fucking fight that guy. Ah, shit, it's the wrong guy. Yeah. Why am I fighting number 14 when I'm number 2? Yeah. And speaking of him being ranked number 2, how the fuck is Gilbert Melendez ranked higher than Ben Henderson?
Is he number 1?
Yeah, like in the rankings.
El Nino, baby.
I know, but Henderson beat him, so there's no way he could be ranked higher than him.
Ah, blasphemy.
No, Ingo. We have to have rankings. Yeah. There's a meaning behind all these fake rankings.
I don't know. But I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you know Greg Jackson is Russian?
No, you tell me about this.
Seriously,
I didn't hear this.
There's some fucking wacky accent in the corner. I'm like, look, watching this, I'm going, what the hell is happening? Why is he speaking in this weird language, like accent?
He's trying to build some rapport with the fighter.
It's like the guy from Rounders. Do not splash the pot.
Yeah. I will splash the pot when I want to.
Because he's like, yeah, it was weird. I don't know. I think maybe it was because, you know, it was like a Russian weird accent thing happening. Like you talk like how
was he trying to Spock mind meld with him?
I'm not sure. It didn't work, though.
No. You're going to go in the deep water. It will be all right.
Yes.
Not so much.
So, next for Khabalov?
I don't know.
Who knows? He's young. Obviously not ready for the top 5-6 guys, but big experience. He took a very seasoned fighter into the fourth round, and, you know, he didn't get finished. I mean, rear naked choke. I mean, that's nothing to be, you know.
And you got to give some props to Henderson for getting his first finish in, I don't know, like 10 fights or 9 fights, something like that.
Yep.
Finally happened. Good for him. He was pretty fired up after the fight. I think he swore. I heard a couple of, like, blackouts on the telecast there. Good for him.
Catch that part. I thought he was a man of God.
He was until he'd been getting dissed too much, I think.
Okay.
So moving right along.
Sponsors are brought to you by GoDaddy.com.
$1.99.com. MMA $1.99. The cheapest way you can support us. We don't ask for much. You could spend $2. You could help support the show.
Yes.
Keep us in business for another
12 years.
Yes, if not 15.
I was just speaking to my wife about this the other night.
Yeah.
She's like, how long do you think you're going to be doing this? I'm like, I don't know. She says, I'm not sure how to take your business because it's a hobby, yet it's a business. And I'm not sure. I'm confused. And I'm like, I'm not.
That's how it's supposed to be.
It's perfect.
It's supposed to be something fun that works.
That's right. We're having lots of fun, and it's okay, and it's a business, and it's fun. So, whatever. Support the show. You're right. Spend some money with GoDaddy. They got other shit, too, like online storage. They got all kinds of weird shit you can get, hosting, domain names.
We got all sorts of other codes. Go to the coupon tab.
Thank you.
Check it out.
You already got the slide up. Nice slide.
Which fight that are we not coming? Oh, we're going to move right along. This is weird, too. If I'm selling this fight, Woodley versus McDonald is going to be what I'm leading with. I'm not going to have the fucking flyweights.
But it's a world championship.
I don't care. You're 125 pounds. You need to understand where your role is. Not in my book.
I hear
Sorry.
You. I hear you. Well, it's happening June 14th in
If the weather's nice, we'll be viewing outside.
Vancouver. Oh, we will? Okay. Vancouver, Canada. Yep, at the Rogers Arena. And, you know, it's going to be a title fight. Demetrius Johnson versus Ali Bagatinov happening.
It's a Russian infection, Ingo.
Which we will not be discussing on the show. But we will be talking about...
Oh, man. Here we go. Andre,
the Pitbull,
Arlovski's 21-10 with one no contest versus Brendan
Hybrid
Schaub. He's 10-3. Nice. Arlovski 15 wins by KO, 3 by sub. Schaub 7 wins by KO, and 1 by sub. And how can I not be excited for this fight, Ingo? Andre Arlovski back in the UFC. He's been gone for 6 years. Former heavyweight champion. Then he left and went on a little bit of a losing streak. I just rewatched his Fedor fight today. He was murdering Fedor on the stand-up.
He was kicking his ass.
And he goes for a flying knee and gets knocked the fuck out. That's unfortunate.
Fancy. Yes.
The pit bull. The pit bull. What else can I say? Oh, they say Brendan Schaub is slowly starting to like him, Ingo.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Did you watch these Fight Companion podcasts at
no.
all? You should check them out. He's very knowledgeable, actually, about the sport. And he knows a lot of... like past fights and fighters, and he gets it. He's cerebral, which I didn't think. Plus, he's kind of a meathead, where he kind of just sticks with a point and goes with it.
Okay.
So I'm liking him.
Where can I watch this?
It's just through the regular Rogan podcast. They have they call it the Fight Companion, though.
Oh, okay.
And you don't have to watch it with the fights. I just watch them without. The last one they had Eddie Bravo on. It was a little too much because you had four people. They're kind of trying to talk over each other at times, but
okay.
The prior one was really good because it was just Rogan, Callen, and Schaub.
Okay, I skipped those. Maybe I
should. No, you should check it out.
Okay.
It's good.
I'll check it out.
So Schaub, he got knocked out by Big Nog, then Ben Rothwell. So then he fights LeVar Johnson, says he's going to stand and bang it out, and decides just to take him down and hold him down.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes on to fight Matt Mitrione. And Matt Mitrione had some success throwing these inside leg kicks against him.
Mm-hmm.
But then Schaub bum-rushed him, got him down to the ground, and then locked up. I think he locked up a nice Dars on him, something fancy.
Dars choke, put him to sleep, right?
Yes. He was unconscious. First he said he's out, and then the ref checked. He wasn't out. And then he said, you know, no, he's out. He checked again. He's out. But if he has a success... throwing those inside leg kicks, that's one of Arlovski's signature moves, if you remember that class that we took with Arlovski. When he's saying he likes to throw that inside leg kick, plant, throw the right hand, and I think he even followed it with the left hook. So he may have some success with that.
Maybe.
Problem is, Brendan Schaub is going to be light years faster than him, because I watched, what was one of Arlovski's last fights? Oh, Mike Kyle. That was the second to the last fight. He looked a little slow. He got dropped at least twice in that fight. So the speed's going to be a bit of a problem for him. And I'm kind of leaning towards Schaub having the advantage because speed usually kills.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, I think it's about a 60-40. Because Schaub, you know, he gets punched, he gets knocked out too. Mm-hmm. So it can kind of go either way, but I think... 60% of the time, Schaub's going to win. 40% Arlovski. I'm kind of going with my gut on this one. The heart says Arlovski. The head says Schaub. I'm going with the heart. And I'm gonna go balls out because I think that's the best way to go.
Okay.
If you're going to go balls out.
I'm confused.
Achilles lock.
What are you saying, Matt?
I'm going to go the same way that Andre Arlovski beat Tim Sylvia is the same way he's going to beat Brendan Schaub via Achilles lock.
Okay.
First round. It's good. First rounder.
Okay.
Would say you.
Well, I have to disagree on the method of finishing. I'm going to say Brendan Schaub, faster, more power, tends to have better footwork. Arlovski still shows that he likes to move in straight lines instead of angling off. If you remember.
Especially when he gets hit.
Yes, that Rumble Johnson fight comes to mind where he got his jaw broken.
Well, credit to him for finishing that
fight. I mean, he's tough dude. No.
Because Rumble Johnson looks like a world beater right now. So.
Yes. He's, Arlovski is a tough guy. He's obviously fighting in heavyweight. There's some heavy hitters he's faced. And he puts it out there. It's exciting. But I just feel like this is a great fight for both guys because, I mean, really, Schaub has a chance to dethrone yet another legend.
Like Krokop?
Yeah, I mean, he seems like...
Is he the legend killer now?
He asks for this shit. This is what he
the
wants.
The career ender?
Yeah, yeah. But Arlovsky's, this is a good fight for him because it's winnable. I mean, he could definitely...
Sure.
If he uses angles and you know, I still think on the ground, Arlovsky has much better grappling. I mean, the Sambo background, if it hits the ground, I think it's very dangerous for Schaub to play around with that.
I don't know. I might give the edge to Schaub in that
really?
Round.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll see.
All right, but...
Because you haven't seen Arlovsky play footsies in a while.
No, but I'm sure he still can.
And it's true.
I will say that Schaub finishes this via KO first round. I think, unfortunately, Arlovsky just...
Man. I think Arlovsky's got so much power from coming back to the UFC. He's going to be fucking revitalized. This is a second
full,
coming.
Like, chest.
Yes, he was looking quite dapper at the last UFC. When they showed him all bearded up and... He's ready to rock.
Okay.
He's ready to rock. I'm
like,
telling you.
Gorilla mode.
Yes. So you got...
Schaub.
All right.
Schwab.
Arlovsky. Magic 8-Ball. Outlook not so good. Brendan Schaub. Moving right along. We got Ryan.
Darth!
Bader. He is 16-4 versus Rafael.
Facial.
It's like facial. Cal Vacante, he's 12-4. He won no contest. Bader, 6 wins by KO, 4 by sub. Cal Vacante, 11 wins by KO, 1 by sub. What do you see going on here?
This fight's interesting because I feel like it's a three-phase kind of fight. You got the early fight, which is definitely in Feijão's favor with his power and his striking. Then you have the mid-fight where Bader has a chance to kind of work his takedowns, maybe hold Feijão down and grind him out a little bit. And then you got the late phase where Feijão will lose his cardio and Bader has all the advantage. I feel like, though, given Bader's track record of getting KO'd at inopportune times and striking with his balls instead of his head, I think the odds are that Feijão will come out and pretty handily stuff a few takedowns because he'll have enough cardio to do it. He's pretty good at the defensive wrestling. And he will knock out Bader in the mid to late first round. And I don't think Bader's strung like a couple of wins together in quite a long time.
No, he's training for a loss. He goes win, loss, win, loss, win, loss.
Yes.
Right now he's sitting on that win.
Yes. It's been a while since he's put two together.
Yeah.
So I think Feijão by TKO, middle to late first round.
I struggle with this one, Ingo.
Why?
Struggle. Well, I think it's going to end in the first because both these guys can be a little chinny at times.
Chinny.
And a little...
That's a good word for it.
I was watching the Feijão versus Thiago Silva fight today, and that's where Thiago Silva hit him with an uppercut and knocked him out against the cage.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
About a minute into that fight, Cal Vacante starts dropping his hands.
Because he was tired?
I don't know. Maybe he was going very low with the hands, and I don't think that's a good recipe against another guy who hits really fucking hard. So I lean towards Bader just knocking him out, even though he's not trending. And here's a guy, too. Didn't he get matched up? Like Bader was undefeated, and didn't he get matched up at John Jones when they were both undefeated?
Yes.
And then got wrecked. And then he just never seemed to put
Jones,
it back on track.
Jones destroyed him. I mean, so putting the clinic on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now that's where I wonder about the mental toughness, though, because it seemed like you get that first loss and you can respond and not lose again for a long time, or you can't get it back to where you need to be. So,
yeah. It puts the seed of doubt.
The seed of doubt is very strong sometimes.
Yes.
Especially when one does not have the force. So I'm going to take Bader with the first round KO that anyway. Magic 8-Balls. Bader, Feijão. Right into the best fight on the fucking card.
Yes.
I'm fired up for this one.
I like this one too.
All right, we got Rory.
Waterboy!
McDonald, he is 16-2 versus Tyron.
T Wood.
Woodley. I thought he was something else. What does it
the
say
chosen one, I think?
Yeah. That sounds very neo ish.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Okay, fair enough. McDonald, 6 wins by KO, 6 by sub. Woodley, 4 wins by KO, and 5 by sub. So, there's a ferocity when Woodley is throwing his strikes.
Yes.
This man is strong and fast.
Does he like to get his friction on?
Maybe. Yeah. So, and plus his mom. We always talk about his mom. Mama. She is loud.
Yeah.
And I love
it. The best.
This was at that strike force. That's all you heard at all arena. Yeah. You're all the way across the arena and you hear her going for broke. Kick his ass, Taro! Okay, cool. I support you.
I wouldn't want my mom at my
in
fights.
Your endeavors. No, I don't him. Want any family.
He loves his mama.
Yes. But looking back at his last fight against Condit, where he destroyed him with the leg kicks, and it wasn't the leg he kicked, it was the other one that blew out. The knee blew out, and he wins via leg kicks.
Yep.
Yes, you can win via leg kicks for people that say you can't.
Yes.
And the fight before that was the Akashic fight.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you talk about the Condit fight, you talk about power. Talk about the Akashic fight, it's power and speed, because he clipped him with a right hand, and before Koscheck's knocked out at this point, and before Koscheck hits the ground, he hits him with another 1-2 just for good measure. Shit. There's a lot of power and a lot of speed. And I think speed's going to kill against McDonald, especially McDonald's playing this real cautious game of late where he likes to play this kick, this pitter-patter. Mm-hmm. I slow the pace of the fight down. I don't think he can do it against Woodley.
Yeah.
And the other challenge for McDonald is he does not have GSP as a training partner right now.
Oh, yeah, because he's injured.
Yeah. And even before that, with him being semi-retired, I don't know how much training. Mm-hmm. He's not putting in all-star training with you, even if he's there. So I think that's going to be another factor. So, I mean, if the fight goes long, I could see it going into McDonald's favor, because I think the question for Woodley would be more of his stamina.
Yes.
If he can't get the first round finished, it may be a problem. But I think the power and speed's too much for McDonald. I think McDonald's going to get knocked out first round. What say you?
I feel like McDonald is the better striker, technically. And I feel like he also uses his Muay Thai a lot better. And I believe he has the reach advantage, no? Like, is it? That's 3 inches. I thought it was more than that. But, you know, I feel like here's a guy who's been, like, kind of
cutting himself when he's trying to open an avocado.
That, too. I think about that now every time I cut up
fruit
for the kids.
I saw how he did
it. Whoa.
Because I cut one in half the other day, and then I couldn't get the nut out, and I thought about sticking the knife into it, and I said, I'm not going to fucking Roy McDonald myself right now. And I put it down.
It slips off.
Yep. Get the spoon out.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, he's had like 4 or 5 decisions in a row. And before he was kind of a knockout kind of guy.
He's finishing people.
Finishing dudes. And, you know, he's had a stretch where he's fought some pretty top level competition. I put a clinic on against BJ Penn, if you recall.
Yeah.
And we made him look pretty
like
silly.
Like showboating at point.
I feel like speed-wise, I mean, maybe Woodley's faster, but I would say that perhaps McDonald is deceptively slow looking, where he's actually pretty damn fast, and he's got...
Maybe he's so slow he is fast, if that makes sense.
Something, yes.
To coin a phrase.
Like Neo.
Right.
But I feel like technically he's much better well-rounded. I don't know that Woodley in the third round is going to be... I think this fight goes the distance, by the way. I think it's going to be exciting. I think Woodley will definitely get some takedowns. Both guys are going to beat each other up pretty good in the first 2 rounds, but I think the third round is where this fight gets won, because they're going to go in tied. And I just feel like McDonald's going to, if he's going to have too much in the third round left over in the gas tank, and Woodley's going to fade. And I say McDonald wins by a split decision, a close fight, another 5th, 6th decision, whatever it is, and Woodley's going to get to go home, unfortunately.
Ugh. When are this get a title shot?
Is Mama? Probably.
They should.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I think they said Lawler versus Brown will probably get the title shot. Okay. But I guess you got to kind of see who's going to be more devastating in their finish.
Yeah, things can sway. If one guy finishes another guy pretty handily, they might change that. But that Lawler fight isn't happening until like September, right?
It's later.
Yeah, August, September. So.
Magic 8-Ball is going to take McDonald. Moving right around and along. all that stuff.
As these nuts.
Yes, Justin Dr. Bound Carter. Hey guys, I just watched the very first episode of your show ever, and you're right, it might be the worst thing on the internet. Just one question, Matt. Why were your pants so damn tight?
Were they really tight?
Yeah. Like, you can't help it. I'm thick, solid, and tight.
You like his pants tight.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Matthew Whitehurst. Who would win in an all-out tag team fight to the death? The Diaz brothers or the Pettis brothers?
Probably the Diaz brothers.
Yeah.
I think they're more gangster.
Yeah, exactly. That's 209 all day. The Pettis brothers are way too flashy.
Yeah.
And speaking of Pettis, that Sergio Pettis fight was garbage.
Was it?
Yeah. He was...
Did he get his water this time?
I didn't watch between rounds, but it was just like everyone was in slow motion. We're not throwing combinations together. It was just, let's try a flashy kick here, a flashy kick there. Got the win, but... Edwin G. Monroe, or Monroy, sorry. Should anything be done about the Diego Sanchez fight? Yes.
Call the athletic commission.
Yes.
Complain.
And after the Benson fight, who do you think has a better chance of getting the belt, Benson or Melendez?
I don't know. Probably Melendez.
Yeah, well, he's fighting him next, so I don't think Henderson's going to get another title shot against Pettis. Someone's going to have to beat Pettis for Henderson to get a shot at it. Gregory LaFountain, in the history of Tough, there have been instances in which the coaches never fought. Which of the following fights that never happened?
You don't even have to say it.
Would you have wanted to see the most and why? What?
Brock Lesnar, Junior Dos Santos.
Yeah, that's on the list, brother. Yep.
Okay.
And he gives you some others. Matt Hughes versus Rich Franklin, even though they're in different weight classes.
Ooh, interesting.
Chuck Liddell versus Tito Ortiz 3. And then you have the Brock Lesnar versus Junior Dos Santos. Dominic Cruz versus Uriah Faber 3. Vitor Belfort versus Wanderlei Silva. I don't remember that season.
Neither do I.
Shane Carwin versus
was that on top?
Roy Nelson. Chael Sonnen versus Wanderlei Silva. I think we're both in agreement of Brock Lesnar versus Junior Dos Santos.
Yes.
Gustavo Tapia, why is MMA Nuts the best show ever?
I don't know.
Is it?
It might be. Could not be.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Well, thank you for the...
The props.
Yes.
He wants a free t-shirt. You need to put more cock in your mouth.
Yeah. And then, yeah, if you're going to do one, it's like so deep it's coming out your ass.
Thank you.
That's the best way to do it. Tabasco. Josh Brown, if there ever was a double knockout in a UFC fight, do you think Mark Hunt versus Roy Nelson has a chance for it?
No. Maybe.
It's like two cinder block fuckers.
Yeah.
Just
they both got good chins, man. I don't think they're going to get knocked out.
Yeah. I'm fired up for that one.
Should be good.
Eric Quartz, if Anderson Silva and Nick Robert Diaz fight for Anderson's return to the UFC, who wins and how?
Who's Nick Robert Diaz?
No, just maybe his middle name.
Okay.
Is Nick Diaz.
I never knew.
I like it. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Who wins that fight?
Hard question.
Well, hopefully it'll be fun. Because I don't think Anderson's going to respond well to, come on, bitch. What's up, bitch?
Yeah.
You want some of this? Whack, whack.
They're both, like, taunting, intimidating fighters. Is anyone going to hit anybody?
I don't know. It may be. It might just turn into a breakdance battle at that point. What?
Maybe Anderson slaps the canvas.
This is the Damian Maya stuff.
Yeah.
Well, what? We throwing spinning shit now? Come on.
Yeah.
It'll be the best or the worst fight ever. I'm not quite sure. Austin S. Garcia, when will Sonnen take Dana's place?
5 years.
It seems like he will, no?
Yeah, seems that way.
I think so. Frank Fleming, what's the worst broken nose you've ever seen in an MMA fight?
Oh, I think it's Rich Franklin.
I have to agree.
There's been a few bad ones, but that one. Or Brandon Vera, remember how he got fucked up recently?
Real
bad.
That one was wrecked. And there was someone else in there, but I think from... Rich Franklin was a handsome bastard back in the day.
Okay.
And you can't rearrange that fucker's face and, oh, God damn it.
Yes.
I had a man crush on him. All right. He was my favorite fighter.
Too much information.
Even with the pink shorts, Ingo. Okay. Even with the pink
and brown.
So. Justin Dr. Brown Carter, a couple follow-ups. If you had to party in the 80s and do coke with any celebrity, including GSP's aliens, who would it be?
In the 80s?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm not doing coke.
Yeah, I don't think I would do well with coke. I'm already high strung as it is. That would not. I think I would like it too much. But if I was gonna do coke, I'd probably want to do it with
Charlie Sheen. Is he in his prime at that time?
Charlie Sheen.
Morton Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Those guys. Sam Kinison.
Yeah. I was thinking like a rock band type style, maybe like. Motley Crue or Poison.
Yeah, fuck like yeah. That. I like that. You're going a better route. We got to go to the rock and roll.
You figure if you're
going to
be doing coke, at least you're not the rock star, but there's got to be like shrapnel that comes your way, right? So
yeah.
you could have a little.
Take one for the team.
Whatever, you know?
You want to see them, you got to go through me first.
That's right.
I like that. Done. And then he says, how do you think you versus Ingo would go down in Pride if you two fought? He says, my pick is Ingo via BBS, but I'm assuming he meant BBC.
Okay. I know how it would go down. I would spend the first 35 seconds running away. Matt would get a little tired. I'd pull guard, and he would pick me up like Rampage Jackson, slam me, soccer kick my head into the crowd. It would land on Boss Rudin's lap. He'd shove a Tabasco bottle up my nose, and then Matt would say, I am the winner.
We would never fight.
No.
So it's an easy one. Justin, with his next question. Do you guys agree that Diego is on a massive decline? It's kind of scary that he's been outstruck in every single fight since BJ Penn shoved the Tabasco bottle up his ass.
Dude, he hasn't changed anything. His thing is...
No,
is
he changed when this last fight.
The game's not working, slug it out.
But he got boring. He went two-paced in this last fight.
Yeah, maybe.
A little too measured.
I mean, he can't lead with his head all the time.
True.
Hit me. Right here.
Yeah.
It's exciting. Hit me.
Brent Wayne Batcher, would you agree that Diego's willingness to brawl is the only thing keeping him in the UFC?
Yes.
Yeah. Colin McGregor, if Gustafsson beats Jones, should Jones have to fight DC to get a rematch or get one right away?
Well, if Gustafsson beats him, DC and Gustafsson would fight, wouldn't they?
Yes, yeah. I would think.
I don't want a rematch.
You never know, because we might go. The UFC loves threes. Loves threes.
They can't make DC sit on the sideline for that. Although he is having knee surgery, apparently. So, getting his knee cleaned out. Got some issue with that.
That's a problem.
Yes.
And then Brian Rando will close it out. Why do MMA referees suck? Referees or judges? Or both? Well, that one guy, I don't know what this ref's name was, but I swear some guy had, he might have had side control or... The guy on bottom might have had half guard or something, and he stood him up. And it was one of those weird stand-ups where, like, what the fuck are you doing? This guy is on top, and he's working for position, and he has a dominant position, and you're fucking standing him up now. You might as well have just stood him up while he's in mount.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm just, there's a problem. There's an epidemic. And this town needs an enema, as the Joker would say.
Yes.
Moving right along. We need to pick a winner. T-shirt winner. Or wait, no. It's not a T-shirt winner this week. This week's the Bulletproof Coffee prize pack.
Okay. Mm. I don't know. That's a good question. The question.
Looking. This is a tough one.
Yeah. Can't remember all the
Searching. I'm gonna play like thinking music in the background right now. I'm gonna go with the worst broken nose.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Frank Fleming.
Because he has a man crush on Rich Franklin still.
It's true. He's up there. I even gave him a customary black eye. Because he always had a black eye at every fucking weigh-in. Ever.
Did you get a that's like you and Cyborg and you and Rich. Imagine Cyborg and Rich Franklin in the same room and you're sitting right there. Matt might pass out.
I'd be so happy. Like, oh my God. All my dreams are coming true.
Yes.
Right before my eyes. Moving right along. Knowledge. You have any knowledge?
Do I?
You fired up for Game of Thrones.
Yes. I think it's going to be epic tonight. I'm hoping it'll be really good. I was pretty surprised by the ending last week.
It was very twisted.
It was awesome. Pretty amazing. Is it possible you could do that to somebody?
Yeah, I think if you're strong enough, you could definitely gouge your fucking eyes in.
Yeah, but to crush their
brains out their skull, I don't know about that. That fucker is really strong, though. He is like one of the world's strongest men.
Yeah.
He's squatting like a lot.
He's huge. There's a lot of photos. If you follow them on Facebook, they put out cool shit all week long, like of the behind the scenes cast, like hanging out. You know, and yeah, that guy is gigantic, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think I want to, for next week, I want to play a game. Like, who would fare the best out of the Game of Thrones characters if they were in MMA?
Ooh, okay.
So, maybe that's the game.
Interesting question.
The game we'll play.
That is an interesting question.
I'm not sure. There's a lot of, because you can go to the female side, you can go to the male side. What about magic? Is magic involved?
Sure.
Who's a White Walker? Does he just trump everybody?
Yes.
With the death, he's got the dim mock.
With death touch.
That's right. That's it. Shutting it down. It's only 11 o'clock central.
Oh, Jesus. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffiths.
See you next time.
Thanks for playing.